Now, back to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Still coming up tonight, Scott Stumpf from All Shore Media and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. And the three of us guys, Kevin, Ed, and Matt, we pick six high school football games this weekend, our pick six and more. Well, I've never been happier in all the years we've chatted with Coach Callahan to be able to welcome him to the show, because it's coming off a badly needed home victory at Kessler Field. And for the first time, the PA announcer at Monmouth University, being me, was able to call a game that turned out on the right side for the Hawks, a resounding 41-6 win over Rhode Island last week. And we say good evening to the coach, who obviously everyone was feeling pretty good, at least for a couple of days before the attention turned to the next one. Hi, Coach.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you. You know, Kevin, I just want to add, you know,
Coach Callie, you there?
Yeah, do you have me? Hello?
Okay. We
good introduction, Kev.
It was a good introduction. I heard it.
I hope you wrote it down.
I hope he heard it.
You're going to have to say it again.
I hope he heard it.
We
obviously are having some kind of problem.
Well, we can tell people while we're...
We'll wait for Phil to tell us that we've got him. But
stuck in the moment here for a second. Monmouth does play a big game this weekend, which, of course, you can hear on the Shore Sports Network at 1160, 1310 a.m. and shoresportsnetwork.com. Kind of the annual rivalry game with Wagner, one of just two teams that Monmouth has played every year of football. This will be the 20th edition. Wagner has a 10-9 series at Edge. They've won the last few in a row. And this is an absolutely, Kevin, you said it perfectly as the intro, great game last week against URI. But now the season kind of starts in another way for Monmouth, with the Northeast Conference schedule beginning on Saturday.
Yeah, and this is really now not that they're all big, but this is now the significant ones, Matt, is, and by the way, let's throw in a little plug that every Tuesday night on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks football show, Kevin and Matt talk all thing Hawks football. They're on Tuesdays from 7 to 8. They do that show live at Jack's Goal Line Stand in West End in the Long Branch area, and it's broadcast, as Matt said, on the Shore Sports Network via 1160 and 1310 a.m. Do we have Coach? We still don't have Coach Cal. All right. Well,
I was there. So
yes, you were.
We can talk a little bit about what happened.
There,
we were all there, right?
Matt did.
You are lucky that they won, or you probably would not be the PA announcer for the next home
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
I tend
Although
to
you
agree
did not
you.
Do all 12 losses, did you?
No, it was eight. Wasn't it eight? Eight straight losses?
Eight
straight.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I did. Last year.
All six last year.
All six last
year.
Yeah,
all six last year, and. You know, it would have been you're right, Matt. It would have been the end for me.
Well, Matt, you've seen a lot of Monmouth games over the last 20 years, of course, playing. By the way, congratulations. They honored you and your rest of your teammates on the first team ever at Monmouth. And that was a nice ceremony, both at the beginning of the game and at halftime, and I'm sure afterwards.
Yeah, it's always good to see some of the, you know, the alums come back, which does happen all the time. You know, I mean, the ceremony that took place against URI was one thing, but there's guys there all the time, and people kind of stay in
touch. Was he telling
us
that we had Coach Cal?
Yes, I think so.
Coach, are you there?
No, we don't have
him
yet. But anyway,
okay.
Back to my point, that's as good, you know, I haven't seen a whole lot of games, you know, but that's as good as I've ever seen a Monmouth offense play, and defensively just as well.
Well, I think that was kind of the trick of it, Ed, is that the offense and the defense both played as well as people had seen together. So when you add that up, you get a 41-6 win, where the defense now, and you're a defensive guy, six straight quarters that the Hawks have not allowed a touchdown, half of the Lehigh game, and then all of the Rhode Island game. And that was really one of the big question marks coming in to this season. How would the defense perform? I think everybody knew that the team could score points, but if the defense continues to play like they did the last six quarters, that we'll be in for a pretty good season.
I hate doing inside stuff while we're on the air, but we don't really know what's going on back at the studios, and I guess Tom doesn't either, because I'm looking at our engineer and he seems a little bit not sure exactly what's happening, but We do have Coach Callahan in the category of better late than never.
Don't
for the
say
last,
yet.
For the last time, I'm going to say good evening, Coach Callahan.
Hey, it's great to be
no,
with
you. Don't have him there. All right.
We can tell our listeners this is the first time in our new setup
right
here that we've tried a phone call.
Well, we don't think the right? the problem is definitely not here. There's
hello, guys.
That there's a little issue back at the studio that maybe they could resolve. Andy is here if Phil needs to talk to him.
Tell us a little bit, Matt, what he said Tuesday night. Go ahead.
Well, Tuesday, you know, as we do, we had some of the players on. We had two of the captains on, Kyle Frazier being one, the quarterback, Mike Upham, one of the defensive linemen, the other. And they both gave some good insight. You know, they are both actually returning starters and returning captains. They were both captains a season ago and captains again this year. And Kyle had a great week, you know, threw for close to 300 yards, had three touchdowns. There he is, Coach.
Coach, is that you?
Hello.
Coach, can you hear us?
I can't hear you guys, but can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, but unfortunately you can't hear us, which means –
Well, if I go out and turn the car radio on, maybe I could hear you guys and answer your questions from the house.
Wow.
Well, that would almost be like old school, but
do you hear me now?
We can hear you great.
All right, here we go.
All right, we're gonna try. We may have a little bit of a delay here, but we'll do the best we can. Coach, I'm sorry for the technical problems, and I won't keep you long, but first of all, congratulations on probably as a complete a game as you've had in a little bit of a while at Monmouth.
It was definitely a complete game. I think that, you know, each of our units, the offense, the defense, the kicking game, picked each other up and set each other up, and you know, with field position and scoring opportunities and the like. And, you know, after last year not winning at home, you know, we spent a lot of time really analyzing what the problem was, and it even got – the conversation even got to the PA announcer. But after but I convinced everybody after long and hard discussions that it wasn't the PA announcer, that, you know, we would get this thing fixed, and we got it fixed this week. And Kevin, you were there calling the game, so I think everything's all good.
Coach, I witnessed the W from the sidelines as I usually do, and these are the things I took away. Number one, I love the two-prong, you know, the two-headed backfield. You know, that you know, have really moved the Hawks offensively, and I love the play of the offensive line. And, of course, it goes without saying Frazier had a, you know, player of the week football game.
He had a great game. You know, everybody was wondering what Kyle Frazier would be this season after missing six games last season with a knee injury. You know, I was telling everybody all along that he came in, he was in spring practice, and he looked great, and he looked tremendous during the fall camp. And we started slow at Lehigh, make no doubt about that. We didn't get off the mark the way we needed to, and that was a point of emphasis between week one and week two. And I think what you saw this last week against Rhode Island is we started fast, and we played hard until the final minute. I was very happy with the way, as you said, Ed, our offensive line played. You know, we have a couple of running backs who can make things happen. We have some receivers. We have a very explosive offensive unit. But I was really happy with the way our defense attacked the University of Rhode Island. We didn't let them up for air the entire game.
Coach, obviously extremely important to, you know, get that first win under your belt at home before you kind of take the show back on the road this week. In the annual rivalry game with Wagner, you know, the last few years I feel like that game's been towards the end of the season. Now is the conference opener. I'm sure the talk this week has been, you know, we just need to keep things going, continue to play the way that we did against URI in the second half against Lehigh. And, you know, if that is the case, probably be in pretty good shape come Saturday.
Well, you know, it's that, but Matt, but it's much more than that. I mean, you know, Wagner's had our number the last 3 years. We've played Wagner every season since we've had football at Monmouth. We've played them in the last 19 seasons. The record stands at 10-9 in their favor right now. They've won three straight. They have some very, very talented players. They're 0-2, but they played at FBS school in Florida Atlantic and lost 7-3. They lost a close game to Georgetown, who was picked second in the Patriot League last weekend, 13-10. And we know we're going to have our hands full. And this is what it's all about. It's about NEC play. It's about winning the league championship and securing that automatic qualifier for the playoffs. So, you know, our guys are really excited. We're ready to go, and it's going to be a great game on Saturday.
I'm just wondering, Coach, Do you notice anything different in practice from this week with your players coming off that win than maybe the week before against Lehigh? Is there a sense of confidence, a little extra bounce in the step, or is it really no different?
Well, you know, Kev, we have a little bit of swagger this week. You know, coming out of the Lehigh game, our guys were angry. They were angry because we felt we let one get away from us. You know, take away the slow start that we had and the 21-7 hole that we put ourselves in the first, you know, two quarters. The second half, we dominated that football game. And we put ourselves in a position to win on multiple occasions. You know, we had opportunities to score the go-ahead points three different times, and we didn't capitalize on it. Our guys came away from that game angry, and we took that anger into the Rhode Island game, and we said, we have to start fast. We have to get off the mark right away, and we did exactly that. Now our guys are focused on league play, Northeast Conference. You know, our goal is to win the Northeast Conference championship. This is the first test in the Northeast Conference. Wagner's had our number the last 3 years. Our guys are very, very determined, and they're very prepared to go for Saturday.
Well, we appreciate you sticking with us while we worked out some of this stuff. Hopefully we'll have it all good for next week. Good luck against Wagner. Hopefully we get two in a row, and then we'll get you back at home against the Sacred Heart. Coach, thanks so much for your time.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank all of you.
All right, Monmouth University head coach Kevin Callahan. We'll take this break. Come back. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show at 105.7 The Hawk.
Hey, sports fans, no matter what team you root for, Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River is the best place to catch all your sports action. Never miss a second with 21 HD TVs bringing you every game. Water Street is the perfect place for a pregame meal or postgame celebration. Located in downtown Toms River, just minutes from your next home or away game. They're proud to host 105.7 The Hawks High School Football Show every Thursday from 7 to 8:30. Come down and see it live. Baker's Water Street is located across from Huddy Park on Robbins Parkway in downtown Toms River. Visit them at bakerswaterstreet.com.
There's something special about seeing your son take the field with his team. The roar of the crowd as they charge between lines of cheerleaders, fists punching the cool night air. You hear the tinny echo of the PA and the familiar fight song from the marching band. And it takes you back to when you were on that field, in these stands, so many years ago. This is the stuff high school memories are made of. Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to be a part of Jersey Shore High School football. And should the need arise, we're ready with the region's most experienced team of orthopedic sports medicine specialists, experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. Football season won't last forever, but the memories will. To learn more about the extraordinary orthopedic care you'll find at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Fall is busy, so get ready with a new set of Bridgestone tires and a little something in return. Now when you buy four select Bridgestone tires at the newly remodeled Bayville Auto Care, you could receive a $70 American Express Rewards card or Wii system by mail. Offer valid through September 30th. See dealer for details. For all your auto needs, from tires and tune-ups to major repairs, visit the pros at Bayville Auto Care on Route 9, 732-269-9893, and at Bayville Auto.
You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And lots of people rolling in here tonight to catch a little football. They've got the Rutgers South Florida game on, the NFL game between the Bears and Packers getting set to get underway. Yankees, Red Sox, good place to be this and every night. Baker's Water Street Grill. We're here every Thursday night. Scott Stump was here with us last week for our preview, and Scott from All Shore Media and ShoreSportsNetwork.com joins us on the phone. Stumper, we won't spend really any time on last week, I don't think, because we kind of did that already, and I think we all touted the fact that the Homedale-Barnegat game was the one that really caught us off guard. Week two, and really you start getting into some of the conference games, and what are the storylines that intrigue you heading into this, the second weekend of the season?
Well, one that definitely stands out is the Rumson at St. John Vianney game tomorrow night. You know, St. John's coming off a big 40-0 victory over Monsignor Donovan.
They've quietly won five straight games dating back to last season. Rumson, you know, I was at that game. They grinded out a 13-10 kind of miracle win against Shore. So many crazy things happening in that game, an overtime victory. And Rumson just got the news today that their starting senior tailback, Connor Walsh, is out for the season with a torn ACL that he suffered in the fourth quarter against Shore. So that's a big blow. I mean, he was on his way to about 150 yards rushing in that game and is a standout player on both sides. So Rumson's going to have to go ahead without him. Senior Travis Clark will have to jump into that tailback spot. And he's a good athlete, but going to be asking a lot because he's also a star linebacker, so he's probably not going to come off the field. But I think, you know, the question is, can St. John Vianney take that next step? You know, can they knock off a well-regarded team like Rumson and show that they're going to be a real threat in that A Central division and a team that can be a top-10 caliber team? They've already meshed the parts pretty well. They have a new quarterback, Billy D'Amato, threw two touchdown passes in his debut, you know, looked great. They have a couple real good wide receivers, so I would say that game is the most intriguing. And then just two really important division games besides that. Shore and Asbury, always a battle in B Central. You know, those teams kind of fight for that title back and forth. And then the game of the week, I think, is Toms River North at Lacey on Saturday in A South.
Yeah, I totally agree, Scott. I think that is the game of the week. You know, I've already dubbed Toms River North after seeing them Sunday as the fastest team in the Shore. And that includes Neptune and everybody else that plays.
Well, that's a bold
statement. And Asbury Park. But I'm telling you, they have speed to burn. Their sophomore quarterback, Carmen Scalfani, seems to have fit in very well with that offense. And he was the missing part. You know, I think they could run the ball enough sufficiently to offset the passing attack that they have. But this is a team that is loaded with speed.
Yeah, I'm sure Lacey's had the sprinklers on all week on their home field, the grass field, to try and slow those guys down. I mean, it's a big premium for Lacey is they're going to have to be able to tackle in space because Toms River North coach Chip LaBarca Jr. does a great job of getting the ball out to Joey Fields and Kyle Carrington and Damian Singleton and guys like that where they can make a one-on-one move and turn a five-yard pass into a 60-yard touchdown. So that's always something you're going to have to guard against. I mean, Lacey's best defense is going to have to be their offense. They're going to want to grind the ball out on the ground, move the chains with the passing game, and just keep the ball out of the hands of Toms River North, because you're right. I was really impressed with a sophomore making a varsity debut like Carmen Scalfani, and not only was he very good in throwing a couple TDs to Kyle Carrington, but he was very accurate, you know, which you don't always see in young quarterbacks, but he completed a high percentage of throws, and they do a good job of molding to his strengths. You know, he's not always going deep, a lot of short intermediate routes, just get the ball to the quick guys. And like you said, I think Trevon Bass, the junior, gives them maybe a little bit more of a running element that they haven't had. And Scalfani himself is able to run the option and hurt you running the ball. So you're right, they're a very scary offensive team.
Scott, I know you probably have this imprinted in your head somewhere. We were talking about it earlier, about teams going 0-2. Which team that loss last week, do you concern yourself if they go 0-2, might not be able to recover with a loss this weekend?
Yeah, there's two of them that stick out in my mind. One is Red Bank Regional. This was predicted to be a really big season for them, you know, with a senior-laden class and Garrett Sickles and some other, you know, really quality players. They got wiped out by RBC 47-0. They face a Wall team that's almost entirely new. You know, they lost to Jackson Liberty last year in the first varsity game for a lot of players. But Wall's still a dangerous team, a good program. You know, if you lose that game, given Red Bank's schedule going forward, you know, competing in B North and some of their non-division games, they will be in serious trouble if they lose that game. And the other would be Barnegat. You know, we talked them up a lot in the preseason. They lost 21-0 to Homedale. They face a young Manchester team that has nothing to lose, some good skill players with speed, you know, lost 30-22 to Ocean in the opener. I think if Barnegat goes into that hole, that's not going to be easy for them, because you can't keep waiting until St. John Erskine is eligible after sitting out by transfer rules to maybe save you. You don't want to get behind that eight ball. So I think those two teams are the ones that stick out in my mind.
I got one more for you, Scott. Can Manasquan recover from an 0-2 start? They have RBC and are the underdogs this week.
And you're right. I think they're Their schedule, even before the season started, was very intimidating. I mean, they got moved up into A Central, which means they're still going to have to deal with Rumson and an improved St. John Vianney. And obviously, we've seen an improved Homedale team. So that's going to be, you know, Raritan always plays them very tough. They're going to have to deal with all them. Plus, they have Middletown South outside the division. If they don't, you know, they're a huge underdog in this game. And you're right, if they go down 0-2, they could be easily looking at 3-5 or 2-6 by the state cutoff. That's a real possibility, you know, but it's asking a lot. They have to, you know, I mean, that RBC team is so impressive that it's a tall order, especially with how unsettled Manasquan is at quarterback.
You'll see Scott's picks tomorrow online at allshoremedia.com and shoresportsnetwork.com. Give me one upset special from your files, baby.
I really would think that Vianney is capable of getting this Rumson game. That would be one that I would look at as definitely a potential upset game. I guess what's really an upset? Jackson Liberty and Central, to me, those are two teams that are pretty evenly matched, no matter who's winning. Another potential upset, maybe Raritan over Carteret, if they can slow down Gerard Johnson. Could be a surprising game. And then other games like we talked about, if Wall finds a way to beat Red Bank, which, given Red Bank's offensive struggles, I don't think is the craziest thing in the world. But those are kind of the ones I'm looking at as far as, you know, going either way, at least. It's early in the season, sometimes it's tough because in hindsight, you look back and go, well, that really wasn't an upset, you know, 5 weeks later. But I would say that, you know, Rumson's in the danger zone. Vianney's going to be fired up, and they have some really good offensive weapons.
That and more from Scott online tomorrow. Stumper, we appreciate your time. Have a good football weekend, my friend.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, Scott Stump, All Shore Media and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Speaking of picks, fellas, pick six. That's what we do. We pick six. We pick six here. We'll do it real fast. Last week I was 6-0, Matt 5-1, Ed 4-2. We'll start Tom's over South Southern. We'll do that one right here tomorrow night on 105.7 The Hawk. Coach Sarluka.
I like the Rams from Southern, the home team.
I got Southern too.
I'll make it a three-peat. Tom's River North at Lacey Saturday. Everyone says it's the game of the weekend. How does Matt see this one?
I am going to pick Tom's River North.
I am too.
I'm going with Lacey in an upset. Manasquan at Red Bank Catholic. Could the big Blue Warriors be 0-2? I say they will be.
I say they will be 0-2 also. RBC.
I agree.
Another big one, Shore Regional coming off that heartbreaking loss last week to Rumson. Can they bounce back at home against an Asbury Park team that won their opener quite easily, Matt Harmon?
I don't think so. I'm going to take Asbury Park. I think they are the class of that division until somebody can knock them off.
Yeah, Shore was my pick to win that division, but I'm going to have to go with Asbury Park.
Rumson at St. John Vianney. Matt?
That's tough. That's a tough one.
I'll make the first one.
Go ahead.
I'm going with the Lancers in the upset. I think they're legit.
I got Rumson.
I'm going to take Rumson also.
Jackson Liberty at Central. Did a lot on it because we had guests tonight. I'll go first. I go alma mater, Central Regional.
I go Jacks Liberty.
I'm going to take Central.
There you go. That's it. I want to thank all our guests tonight. They were all great. Timmy Osborne, Bob Davies from Jackson Liberty, Homedale coach Frank Papalia, Central kicker Austin DeRose, Kevin Callahan, Scott Stump. For the guys here, Matt and Ed, I'm Kevin. Thanks to Tom Trembley and Phil Harding. We'll be back next week with more high school football. Don't forget, tomorrow night on The Hawk, it's Tom's River South and Southern. Good night, everyone.
The Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River on 105.7 The Hawk, was powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Join us again next week. Get a complete look at Shore Conference football. And for more, anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com.